the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. All right, welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeBrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And DeBrom, we're always pushing ourselves as artists, you know? We like to do that. We kind of pride ourselves in pushing ourselves, right?
It's true. We don't like to just settle into the day-to-day, the expectations that we've created for ourselves. We want to push the envelope. I don't know where you're going with this, but I agree with that statement.
Well, where I'm going is this week we went to not one, but two Trump rallies in the very same day. Now, we've done two in a week. We've done three in a week. We've never done two in the same day.
Didn't we title one of the podcasts like Double Dipping Trump Rallies? And that was because we'd gone to two in a week.
Yes.
Now, if we kept this up, it would be 14 in a week if you extrapolated that.
Yes.
Just to give you an idea of how hard we jumped in here.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the two rallies we went to on Wednesday in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Scranton, Pennsylvania. But first, we want to remind everybody that you can support us on Hero Hero for just $5 a month, and you'll get another part of this episode completely free after you've paid the $5 a month.
Right. You know what that reminds me a little bit of?
What?
Elon Musk and Starlink.
Oh,
he said it was going to be free. He said it was going to be free for everyone. He was going to send it to North Carolina. He said it's free. He wanted all the good publicity. But free meant discounted from $350 to $299 at plus shipping for $400 total. So we
got to read the fine print. You got to read the fine print always.
That's not
always
our approach, but it should be stated. It's free once you pay for it. But the price is low. The price is low.
The low price. Yes. Well, let's get into it, DeBrom. Let's get into it. First, we want to talk about the hurricanes that have hit Florida just this week. And then, of course, all the damage that was done in Tennessee and Georgia and North Carolina. Just a really terrible situation. I know we both have family there in Florida, and I grew up in Florida, so I've been through a number of hurricanes. These things are no joke, and we're thinking of everybody down there in Florida right
now.
That's
why your hair is always swept around like that. It's from because you grew up around the hurricanes.
Exactly. So my hair is always like a little bit crazy because of it.
But
we this has become kind of a news story, just the response to the hurricane, and not just the response to the hurricane by the federal government and the state and local governments, but it's been the response from Donald Trump, who's kind of made these hurricanes political in a way.
Right. You know that saying? Don't waste a good crisis or something. I forget who said that. But doesn't it have that feeling? It's like we're about to be in an election and there's a catastrophe. And there was no way this wasn't going to get politicized shamelessly by Donald Trump. Like, there was no way this was going to come and go with just both parties like being a partner and helping people recover from a disaster. So in typical Donald Trump fashion, he didn't waste a good crisis. So here we are.
Yes. Yeah. He said that Brian Kemp couldn't get a hold of Joe Biden and kind of made it seem like Joe Biden was not caring about Georgia at all. And then Brian Kemp came out and said, I talked to Joe Biden and he offered his support for the state of Georgia. And of course that's happened with all the states affected by it. But Donald Trump continues to like share these kind of like,
right.
I don't know if should we just call them lies? They're just lies.
Lies, I think. Brian Kemp probably also trying to make those phone calls between death threats that he's still getting from the 2020 election because of Donald Trump should be said.
Donald Trump wasn't the only person, you know, making up lies about this hurricane. There's been a lot of conspiracy theories that are floating around the internet and also being shared by elected officials that we'll get to in a minute. But we talked to a woman in Reading, PA, which was the second rally we went to on Wednesday, and she had a theory about where these hurricanes were coming from. Let's just play this video. What do you think happened with the hurricanes?
I think there was an upcoming storm, and then I think government set in with whatever it is that they do. I don't know all the specifics about it. I'm not an expert in cloud seeding or whatever it is that they use to magnify the storm to a higher degree to disturb a land that may be wanted for lithium that Harris's husband is partaking in. So
they made the storm stronger so it would hit the
this one.
You think that Milton, they're making it stronger?
From a 2 to immediately to a 5, like instantaneously.
You're implying that the government made a hurricane stronger to hurt its own country, the United States of America?
Correct.
And what would be the gain of that?
If there's been people out there, if they have an Alexa, I don't know if you've heard that, and they've asked, what caused Milton? You can go on there now. It's already predicted the number of deaths and the amount of deaths. It's already predicted it. You on a Google, it won't do that. If you ask it about Helene, it'll tell you the government actively used seed clouding. This is before Helene even happened.
Why would a country want to have a hurricane be strong and hit its own country?
Because they want to control certain places. And if you're looking at where the hurricane's going, it's a lot of red states. If you're looking at the counties in North Carolina that were hit, there were all of them, 26 out of 28 of those counties were for Trump. They're doing whatever they can because they can't rig the election.
Even control the weather?
Yes.
There's so much to say.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The first thing, should I go to my living room, record asking Alexa what caused Milton, and just see if it tells us the number of deaths real quick?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you bring
the
Alexa? Bring the Alexa in into the studio.
I can't do that. I'm
going to
record on my phone.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
The audio, and I'm going to come back and report on that.
Okay.
We'll just start just to know if the one thing, the verifiable thing she said is true.
It's good to fact check. Yes, always.
Okay. I got some tough news for that lady.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so I even gave it kind of a second chance.
Okay.
Alexa, what caused Hurricane Milton?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
Alexa, how many people will die in Hurricane Milton?
Hurricane Milton involves 8 deaths.
Okay. What have we learned here?
I don't know. We learned that, first of all, it didn't predict anything.
Okay.
And also, she said that it will tell you how many deaths that will occur. It sounds like it's letting us know the number of deaths that are confirmed up to this point, which would make
yes.
sense.
Yes. Yes. And also, knowing the number of deaths that will occur because of a storm would mean there would be, pinpoint accuracy as to where the flooding would take place, the wind damage, the people that would have been outside, maybe not evacuated. It would be, you'd really have to, predict the future, or right. it would be, a real geostorm event like that.
Well, but even then, how could you know the exact number of people? I think it's just, the guy that was drinking beer with her in her garage, the neighbor, that's what he said. That's just okay. what I'm guessing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to speculate here, DeVrom. You're going to speculate. I'm not going to speculate.
That was a speculation, yeah.
Now, I often think about, we talk to a lot of people on the road, and we've heard a lot of out-there theories. And you could say, this is just one person who is saying that the government is controlling the storm to hit specifically Republican areas. And you could be like, they could have read that on a message board or heard it from somebody in their garage, like you're saying. And this could be a 1 in a million type of deal. But I just want to pull up a tweet now, and I'd love for you to read this, DeVrom. This is from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. What does this tweet say?
It shows a map of kind of the southeastern United States looking like the path of a storm drawn through certain states, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, et cetera, in red. It says this map of hurricane affected areas with an overlay of electoral map by political party shows how hurricane devastation could affect the election.
You could say, okay, maybe this is how the hurricane is going to affect the election. This is just like this is just a one little innocent thing to put up there just to keep voters ready for things. But this is another tweet that she put out.
Here, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, yes, they can control the weather, period. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done. Now, important.
Yeah, I was going to say we could fact check this right now and find out. Like, I actually did some research before we started filming about cloud seeding, what can actually be done with cloud seeding, all that stuff. But there are reader notes here. There's community notes from
thanks, Elon.
Thanks, Elon. We appreciate that.
It says the reader notes added context they thought people might want to know. That's the little heading on it. And it says, while small-scale, quote, cloud seeding to create localized rain is possible, hurricanes and other large storms cannot be produced with modern technology. Like most conspiracy theories, it starts with just a little bit of truth.
Yeah.
And then a few voices tell people some things to get them really going, to really rev yes. them up and get to running with it. So,
and one of them was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
One of them was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
We could say, like, I think 4.5 years ago, before she was elected into Congress, she was talking about how Q was a patriot, talking about QAnon, how this is all this great big secret world going on.
She didn't know a lot about QAnon. Q, but she knew that Q was a patriot.
Yes, yes, yes.
She did.
And there was a global cable of Satan yeah. worshipers who are out there.
Yeah.
Her words. And also, you know, she said some other out there conspiracy theories. She was asked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg being replaced by a body double. She gave kind of a vague answer, non-answer to it, where she kind of implied that she agreed with that. And look, we could do a whole episode on all the stuff she's said. But recently, she's kind of presented herself as more, not like a mainstream Republican, but a mainstream, like, MAGA Republican.
Right, right, right. Not trying to be on the fringe of MAGA, trying to be a little more reliable, maybe, in her messaging.
Yes.
Should I pull up the other tweet of hers?
Yeah, please, that, please, please.
A little bit telling. So here is another thing that she tweeted out, all in relation to this storm. So we see, she says, above a video that John Rich, I believe the country music, I don't want to say star, he participates in country music, I guess.
Okay.
No, that's not fair. I don't know.
He's got a bar in Nashville, right?
Right, has a bar in Nashville. We've walked.
We were outside of it, yeah.
But he, you know, he's usually sharing some of this type of stuff, and there's apparently a segment on CBS talking about what we just talked about, the localized weather. Attempts to kind of create some rain from clouds by shooting lasers up into the clouds. But so this is all the type of thing that would be perfect for someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene to run with. And she writes, they, in quotes, say this is disinformation. They, in quotes, also say humans can cause climate change. And then she says, is this not climate change? And I've got to say, I could not think of a more circuitous route for someone to take to believing in human-induced climate change than she has taken.
I appreciate that sentiment, DeVrom, but I think, just to get the terminology correct, she is not talking about she's not talking about climate change. She's talking about weather change, and this is a distinction. She's talking about people changing the weather, not the climate, right?
Correct. But the fact that she states, is this not climate change? You know, her implication is this not climate change created by humans?
Right.
There are a lot of people who have been trying to convince her for a long time. convince her and others like her that that is the case. And then
it took Jewish space lasers to get her to be like, okay, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, not all of this like scientific data from
The way to Marjorie Taylor Greene's heart is lasers, conspiracies, and it got her back to just admitting what, you know, 99.9% of climate scientists already know.
Oh, wait a second. I just had a premonition.
Global warming. Yeah.
Okay. So the year is 2025. The place is Paris, France.
Who's president?
Location. This is not, it's not unclear. Got unclear. I can't say at this point. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is in the Louvre. She's dressed in all black. The Mona Lisa is right in front of her. She gets a bucket of paint and she just sprays the Mona Lisa with paint and says, "We need to take action now. The lasers are affecting the climate. Climate change is real. Action now. Action now."
And human she gets induced arrested. Climate out of there. Change is real.
Yes.
We have to do something. Yeah. She's part of the sunshine movement or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's incredible. And
premonition. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. Like you said, you always got to say something.
I love that.
In case
you
got to
say
true.
Something in case it becomes true. I also think like this tweet shows that she's like halfway there, you know? Because she can make it her cause. She could make global warming, man-induced global warming her cause.
Yes, yes. And look, this thing, like it's like this is like the video, the interview that we just shared. It seems like it's like, it's an out there thing, but it's like in a weird way, this is a mainstream conspiracy theory because there is a congressperson who is basically saying the exact same thing. It is a mainstream thing to say with the Republican Party. Like, not that the majority believes it, but it is.
Right. But it's the way that it's said. It's like, I know we've kind of touched on this before, but when you don't really say a fact because you would know that it could be proven false. You just kind of ask the questions, you know, and the way these open-ended, they say this, they also say that, like, you know, just creating the room to believe the stuff is all you have to do because people will run with it. It's like just, you know, pour some lighter fluid, light the match, and then kind of walk away and see what happens. And you can always say, like, it's just healthy, like skepticism.
Look, I just put the matches next to the gasoline. I didn't light the fire. I didn't do that. I also want to say just that on the topic of hurricanes, 2019, there was a report that came out that Donald Trump kept saying whenever there was a hurricane and he was in like the Oval Office discussing it, he always would bring up, why can't we just drop a nuke on it? Can't we just drop a nuke on it? And then it'll destroy the storm and then we can go about our day and not worry about
these
storms.
Have they tried it, Jason?
You know what? I looked at this
stuff before. I'm just asking questions.
Well, I think that there has been studies done on like what that would do. I don't think it would be a net positive to do that. Because I did the research, but this was like a couple years ago. I was looking at the research meeting. Like I did some Googling. I read some Wikipedia pages. So like the mainstream Republican viewpoint, while maybe not the government is controlling the storms and sending them into areas to affect the election, there's also like the candidate for president for the major political party that Marjorie Taylor Greene's a part of has suggested just dropping some nuclear bombs on a hurricane there. So just throwing that out there.
Just asking questions kind of. Would that work, you know?
Would it work? Would it work or... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you need to be a little more incendiary to probably. You can't just ask that question. You got to ask, like, have they done it or did
it? Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the conspiratorial kind of thinking. You can just kind of ask the question and back away and let people do the conspiracy thinking for you.
So that was that woman that we talked to was in Reading, Pennsylvania. I'm going to rewind to earlier in the day. We woke up and went to the Trump rally in Scranton. And before we get into that, DeVram, I just want to say something about this part of Pennsylvania. Scranton, even Reading, going into Reading, I think it's very pretty there. It's very pretty. The Poconos, the mountains, the leaves were changing colors, the sky. We filmed at a couple events in Pennsylvania in this part, like the sky is a little more blue, the sun is a little more beautiful.
And
I know Scranton's like the office, but it's like it's very pretty. It's very pretty.
And we weren't there during the evening, but in a couple of times that we've driven through, like in evening time, you get this like fog rolling through these rolling hills, and it's very cool. We've also driven through other parts of the state and felt differently.
The complete opposite of that. But we're not going to name names. We're not going to name names.
No need.
Well. Okay. Yeah, I guess there's no need. So, DeVron, we got there, and who was there but a biker gang?
We saw the Bikers for Trump, and this was very soon after arriving.
Are you revving your engine for Donald Trump? Is that what's going on?
I am.
Okay, can we get a rev? You can really feel it.
Hear that one.
Is this one even louder? He said this one was even louder. There you have it. You can really feel it in your chest there, the support for Donald Trump. And just the engine on that motorcycle. Can't hear as well now because of it.
DeVron, I just want to say this for the record based on your reaction there. I think you're a little bit of a soy boy beta cuck for your response to that bike. You know me. I'm a big biker. I love going on my hog and riding around town.
What would you have done? How would you have responded? You would have pretended it didn't hurt your ears?
I would have said, oh, hell yeah. I would have said that. And then
you would have done
given
a Hulk
like a
impression.
Fist pound. Yeah. That was like, okay. I was kind of doing a Hulk impression with a Stone Cold Steve Austin catchphrase.
I'll save that for next time. Appreciate the constructive criticism there.
So the Bikers for Trump were there. And you know what? I want to retract my thing about the soy boy beta cuck. I've been called that before by several people
in
DMs. And I've been called it in comments before, mm-hmm. on videos and tweets. And I want to take that back. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. So I apologize.
Really
So are we cool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I thought you were imploring anybody who's listening not to call us a soy boy beta cuck.
Because it hurts our feelings.
It really hurts
so
much. Yeah.
It's not a completely stupid, ridiculous thing to say.
No,
it actually
not a dumb thing to say. We don't feel worse for the people who would feel the need to type that.
Who would say that is an insult. Yes. So we're going to talk more about the Scranton rally and the Reading rally and play some never before seen videos in the Hero episode. You can get the link in the description here, herohero.co/thegoodliars. Click on there, $5 a month. But there were some other people that we talked to there. And one guy, you know, it's interesting. Donald Trump, how did he become famous in the world of Fox News, DeVron? I want to test your knowledge, your history, recent history.
Well, yeah, he had done a few things to get publicity. He called for the death of the Central Park Five.
Yes.
Full-page ad. Things like that, where he was clearly trying to insert himself just in some of the worst possible ways into the public eye and into politics, I guess. But I think you're referring to his birtherism that kind of got him his regular slots on Fox News, because that's how you get into the conservative mainstream. You got to say some wacky shit that it kind of plays on people's fears or insecurities, and that can kind of like
racism.
Mainline you into the bloodstream of conservative TV. So I'm sure you'll elaborate a little on that.
Well, yeah, because I was thinking about, we talked about this, I think a couple weeks ago on the show. We were talking about how that's how he broke in, was birtherism. And then, you know, he kept saying things the same way he says it now when he's just making up bullshit, when he's like, I talked to a lot of people who are saying this. I just got off the phone with somebody who confirmed this. This is true. A lot of people are saying this, when it's just him making up stuff.
How many times have you heard that? People are saying this.
A lot of people are saying,
yeah,
it's just like, and you're the fucking president. Like, why did we elect this fucking like clown? Anyway, I don't want to editorialize here too much.
No. I don't think you have an opinion on this. It's clear. It's quite clear.
But so I at the rally, and this isn't the video that I have here, but at the rally, I was like, I've been thinking about it the last couple of weeks, and I was like, I want to ask people about this. I wonder how many people still think it. And I did a little like call and response thing where I asked people, I was like, how many people think President Obama wasn't born in the United States of America? And the whole crowd like cheers. And then one woman is like, he was born in Hawaii. I think we all know that. Like, she was just the one person that did that. And then I ended up talking to one of the guys who said he knew for a fact that he was born in Kenya. And this is a little excerpt from the conversation.
Do you think there's a problem with misinformation out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some people believe in things that are just not true?
Absolutely. 100%.
And where do you think Obama was born?
Kenya.
Case in point there.
A little bit of case in point there. A little bit of a
case in point situation there. I mean,
yeah.
It's just something about like how we approach these moments. I feel like in the years ago when we were just first going to these rallies, I don't want to speak for you, but I remember thinking like, oh, you can't hear someone say that and then say, is misinformation an issue right after? Like, you have to wait for the conversation to kind of evolve. But it's really just like, you know, hearing someone's opinion, then saying, is that misinformation, and having no self-awareness know that might be the case. I mean, just immediately following on the heels to have this person not understand the relation between his belief and that he might be involved in some sort of misinformation. No awareness.
Yeah.
I saw some, you know, scrolling on Instagram, it said something between 10 to 14% of people have self-awareness. I have no idea how you do a study like that or who did it or what it was, but it just got me thinking about, I'm sure I don't have it in certain ways as well, but some people don't have it.
I mean, you definitely don't.
I think I do.
No. Yeah. I mean, but to ask yourself the question implies that you would have some self-awareness. I don't know. But I was thinking about that the other day too. We're like talking to people, because I think there was something that switched in both of us at some point where we talk to people, and you think that somebody, it's the realization that no one is going to change their opinion.
Right.
Like, you think that there will be some conflict when you present facts that are facts to somebody, and there might be some sort of like a butting of heads thing, but there's no, those are not facts to the people. Those are lies like made up
but
by the media.
It's such a stark way in which we see people have beliefs that are more important than facts. I'm sure we all do it certain ways in our lives, but where you just don't want to give up on a set of beliefs, because that would mean you would have to question too much more than you're willing to. And so you're doubling down on certain things. I think politically, it's just becomes very obvious in moments like that. We do it in other ways in our lives, but in politics, with one candidate who loves throwing out these lies, this misinformation, you just see it on display. But anyway, not to overanalyze that, something I think we've just seen more and more starkly over the last couple of years.
Yeah. I don't know. How's your brain, DeVrom? Can I ask you that question? How's your brain?
I don't know. I don't remember this morning even. It wasn't that long ago. I don't really remember it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's your tummy? We want to say, I think we talked about this a couple months ago on the podcast, that we went after an Allentown rally. I believe it was Allentown. We went to Miller's Ale House, which is like the first Miller's Ale House is where I went to high school in Florida, in Jupiter, Florida. And that I've always loved their zingers. You call them slingers, just to get my goat, I think.
I didn't know I was getting your goat. I just can't remember what they're called.
I've been stewing about it for the last 48 hours here.
Good to have it out here. So they have the chicken slingers at Murphy's Ale House. And we went there.
We went there. I want to know, how's your tummy feeling? Because order of zingers is a meal, you know, that's a meal. They're like breaded chicken tenders tossed in buffalo sauce, and they're delicious. Yeah. And we're not getting paid by Miller's Ale House, and I would be paid in zingers, and I would sing their praises.
I get paid by Texas Roadhouse, if anyone out there is listening from Texas Roadhouse. Moving on.
Something tells me they're not going
to
be.
We go to Monroe's.
Yep.
Beer hall.
And we order chicken slingers, chicken zingers. And we learned, I think, last time, because I ordered one for an appetizer the first time we went, and then I got it as my main course, just the same exact thing.
And then I got another main course and regretted it big time. Yes. I thought, these slingers are good.
So this time we ordered three orders of zingers for the table. What? And like, I housed them. What? I had more than zingers.
Three orders of what?
Zingers.
All right.
For the table. I'm not going to partake in this.
It was so much.
And I loved it so much, but I was, my tummy was feeling it like into the next day. I had like, I just felt full and gross. And then what do we have for lunch?
I was back to normal by tomorrow. Chipotle. By last night.
Wild.
Yeah. Starting to get back to normal by last night. So just something, if you're going to Mumford's Beer Emporium or whatever, and you're getting some slingers, remember, one order is enough. You don't need half orders.
No, you do need one and a half.
Okay.
One and a half. All right. We actually had a perfect segue to a moment of truth before we just started talking about a restaurant for no reason. All right. Let's have a moment of truth here. Truth. It's kind of a weird word right now, because the truth to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and that woman we talked to in Reading, the truth to them is that the government is controlling hurricanes, making them stronger to hurt their own citizens in an effort to affect the 2024 election. That is their truth. And it's moments like this where you have to take a step back and ask, how the fuck did we get here? And there's several reasons that people have lost faith in our government. Donald Trump continues to lie on a daily basis, and almost half the country believes he's actually an honest person. But there's also failures with our government. The Iraq War sent thousands of Americans to die for a pointless war. Doctors were prescribing legalized heroin to Americans, leading to the opioid crisis. But maybe the most important question isn't, how did we get here? It's, how do we fix this? And the sad truth is, I'm not sure. And that, unfortunately, is the truth. And I apologize, Devron, that moment of truth was a little bit of a bummer.
Oh, I loved it. I apologize. I feel happier now than I did before you said it.
Okay, well, good. Good. I'm glad I could bring a little ray of sunshine into your life. We want to remind everybody that you can support us on Hero Hero for another full chunk of this episode on Hero Hero. Never before seen videos. But before we get out of here, Devram, and this episode, I have to ask you, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience?
I do. I'm drawing from some personal experience here. If there's a hot wing at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and you have to sign a waiver to eat it,
mm-hmm.
don't do it.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Don't sign the waiver. Don't eat the wing.
I think I got to know the story here. What is the story here? What happened?
I signed the waiver, I ate the wing, and I threw up in the parking lot.
What was the pepper that was in it?
It was called Uncle, was the flavor. But it was like, it was not gasoline, even a flavor. It's like they put a dropper of whatever this chemical is on.
Oh, my God.
It's when you're getting into waiver territory, you've just gone too far.
All right.
No matter how
don't
many
sign
friends
a waiver.
Are telling you to do it. You just don't do it.
Don't do it. All right. That's some great advice, Rum. Great words of wisdom. Appreciate that. All right, we'll see you next time on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Take care of yourselves and each other, everyone.